Gary, so pre-season, an interesting squad. Can you take us through some of the new faces you've got?
Well, look, obviously, we're down at the training ground now, having a look across there. Shane Killick, a lad we've signed from Harrogate. Shane's about 25, I think, 26. Great experience. I think he captained Telford when they won the Conference North when he was only 21-year-old. He's a real leader, you know, strong character, someone that, you know, obviously when we started looking for players, was one of the first on our list. We had a list of players that we went, obviously, went strong and go and get. We've got him in. Lee Neville, played at FC United for many years. Left back, it's always a difficult position to fill. We've always liked him when we've seen him. He's a good footballer. Fits what we want, so we're delighted to get him in. You just spoke to Spencer Harris, the kid who really impressed us when he came on loan from Huddersfield when I was at Curzon many years ago. I think he's been abroad for a little bit, played at a couple of clubs in Yorkshire. You know, went hunting him down quickly. We got him in, so we're pleased. Obviously, there's a few of the lads that we've kept from last year. Well, Andy Pearson, who has worked so hard over the summer, and I think you can see has come back. He almost looks like a footballer now.
You got Scott Spencer out there. I mean, can you?
Scotty Spencer. Well, Scotty again was a big character. Someone we really wanted. I met him about a month ago in Java Cafe Bar in Upper Mill. It was rather nice.
Oh, very posh. Real footballers. You weren't moving pepper pots.
And as I remember, I think I was buying.
You weren't moving pepper pots about, were you?
Yeah. Here's George Riley, bleeding half-wit. So, yeah, Scotty's massive for us. He's a real character around the dressing room. You know, people say he's gone away from us and not done so well. And a few people have said to me, Scotty, I'll tell you what, 3 years ago he got 30 goals for us in the Conference North and was England's C centre forward. So, I mean, I don't have to talk to people who say silly things like that. So, he's obviously, we're delighted to get him in. We've got a lad called Aaron Kirkin, who's played, people might raise a few eyebrows, he's played a lower level at Bakewell and Congleton, but he's always been someone I've watched play, you know, quite a number of times. He's a very, very talented lad. And again, we'll fit the way we play.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's got to get himself in the team, but he'll fit the way we play. You know, I've said to people before, I think in the first set we had here, there was a lot of real footballers there who we weren't really making a mark anywhere, but I think when you put them in a system and the way we want to play, then it works for them. It might be a little bit of a gamble, I don't know, we'll see, but he's certainly a very talented lad, and you know, hopefully he'll come in and do very well.
And I can see Matty McNeil in there.
Matty McNeil,
he's about 50?
I think he's 54.
54, he's nearly as old as me and you.
Matty, it was, you know, I've kept in touch with Matty anyway, because, you know, I mean, you probably don't know, I started him years ago at Woodley.
Right.
And he was only with us a few months and went to Stalybridge Bridge, and then obviously I watched his career from afar, done terrific. Just a chance chat with Matty, and he said, I still think I can play, guys. So I said, I don't know. He said, yeah, I really think I can play. So I said, well, come down pre-season. You know, you'll start at the same place as everyone else, and if it works, it works. If not, you know, it doesn't matter. I did say to him the other day that I was looking at a lot of photographs of him scoring goals, and I asked him why all the photographs were in black and white.
The glass negatives.
I can't repeat his answer. But again, he's done terrific pre-season so far. Terrific. Man, he's worked so hard. Then now, this is just before the real tough start we have to every session. The bit that they all hate. And you'll see him work, and you'll have to turn this tape off before you hear people throwing up in the background.
All right, cheers, guys.
No worries.